Email мой bperchatkin@gmail.com.
bperchatkin@gmail.com.
Да.
The spelling would be B as in boy.
Okay, guys, I think мы здесь уже
okay.
будем заканчивать. I'm gonna get all the information how to contact Boris, and I will post it below our show where it's gonna be advertised. Again, Boris, thank you very much for this opportunity, and I hope that you're gonna get all the support you need to sell more of these books and to get enough money to make this movie. And again, I want to ask our listeners, if you have a desire to help Boris even creating this movie, or if you have in our Slavic community, if you or you know somebody who was persecuted in Soviet Union and would like to tell your story so it's included in the movie, you can also contact Boris. Thank you very much, everybody. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Slavic Community Hour on 90.7 FM KBOO. If you want to connect with us or have questions for our Slavic community, please do so on our Facebook page at Slavic Community Show, or write to us at slavicommunityshow@gmail.com.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to KBOO's All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 4 Special Programming Campaign. Check out all the great programs we're bringing you now through April 15th at kboo.fm/ATNF4.
Well, hello. What's this? Would you look at that? It's KBOO's special Earth Day Marathon coming up on Tuesday, April 22nd. Looks like it'll feature local environmental advocates, native perspectives, earth-conscious music, radio shows en Espanol, and plenty of nature sounds. A full day's worth, it looks like. KBOO's Earth Day programming kicks off on Monday, April 21st at 10 p.m. and runs through 10 p.m. Tuesday. All the information is online at kboo.fm/earthday. That's kboo.fm/earthday. Leave it better than you found it.
Hi, this is Chaim Wolin from the Portland Jewish Hour, and you're listening to KBOO Portland during our All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 4 Special Programming Campaign. It's going on now through April. Check out our list of specials at kboo.fm/ATNF4. kboo.fm/ATNF4.
Birchabu, Birchabu, danke für die Sache. Es ist Zeit für die Portland jüdische Schö. A freilichen Pesach. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for visiting the Portland Jewish Hour. And listening you are to the Portland Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, 104.3 Corvallis in Philomath, 91.9 Hood River, and online at kboo.fm. My name is Chaim Wallen, and I will be your host. It's time for the Portland Jewish Hour. Give me some ice. Well, today we're celebrating Pesach, Passover. So I have all kinds of special Passover music. So it may not always tell the story of Passover, but it's going to give the special feel and dance of Passover. So hang on your seats. Hey! That was the Chabad version of Ata V'chartanu, played by Chilik Frank. We just heard the classic song Dayenu, but played country style by the Mama Dhoni Band. That was Ve'alya Dei Zeh, played by Chilik Frank. We just heard another Passover classic, Adir Hu, and this one's by Chilik Frank.
Freedom's on our way.
That was Standing at the Sea by Peter and Ellen Allard. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Portland Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, 104.3 Corvallis and Philomath, 91.9 Hood River, and online at KBOO.FM. My name is Chaim Wolin. Did you know that KBOO is in the middle of our annual All Thrills, No Frills special programming campaign? To listen to our full range of specials, check out kboo.fm/ATN4. kboo.fm/ATNF4.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Storytime with Morichana. Today we'll be reading Uncle Moshe, the Very Best Pesach Surprise by Libby Lazunik and Perry Bennett. Thank you so much to Moyo for lending me so many books that I'm able to read to you. I am so excited. Are you ready? Cuddle up tight. Mazel tov! Excitement filled the air. Balloons and gifts were everywhere. How special! Meir and Malka's mother came home with two babies, a sister and brother. But Pesach is coming tomorrow at night. So much to be done. Can we get it all right? Mommy and Abba worked for weeks before, shopping and cooking and so much more. They bought us shoes and clothing all new. Exciting fun toys for Pesach too. Now Mommy needs rest. The twins need their care. Who will finish up? Who will prepare? Malka whispers into Meir's ear. We need a plan to help Mommy so dear. We'll finish it up. We'll do what we can. Abba, please come. Let's make a plan. We'll all work together. We'll all do our part. We'll get this done quickly. Who's ready to start? Let's go, said Abba as he picked up a broom. He began to hum while he swept the room. Malka and Meir scrubbed like never before when suddenly they heard a knock at the door. They opened the door, and who would have thought? Uncle Moshe was there, and look what he brought. Mazel tov, I heard the great news. Here's Pesach food I'm sure you can use. I'm here to help. Let's start right away. Wow, said Meir, you just saved the day. Let's turn on the music, get the playroom clean. Let's vacuum the crumbs so they're not seen. With Pesach coming in just one day, we'll get rid of the chametz right away. The children began to clean and sing. Uncle Moshe's songs had that special ring. So many toys to make all neat. How will this ever be complete? Uncle Moshe smiled. I'll teach you a trick. To get the work done quicker than quick, whenever we start, we do things one by one. And before we know it, the work is all done. Then Meir checked his school bag. His Haggadah was not there. Where can it be? How come it's not here? Don't worry, Uncle Moshe said with great care. As we continue, we'll find it somewhere. There's silver to be polished. Let's make it shine. We have so many nice cups for grape juice and wine. We want the Seder table to be as pretty as can be as we celebrate the day that we were set free. As they polished, Uncle Moshe said, you're both smart. Tell me something about Pesach. Who's ready to start? Me first, Malka cried. Please listen to me. No, me, Meir shouted as loud as could be. You both want to be heard with such great things to say, but both going first is not the right way. Here's a chance to be mevater and step aside. When we let others go first, Hashem is filled with pride. Okay, Meir said. Malka, you go ahead. No, said Malka, you go instead. Meir had gone to the matzah bakery with his class. He described all the workers working real fast. The reason for matzah, Uncle Moshe then added, is because we left Mitzrayim with no time to bake bread. With dough on our shoulders, we quickly ran out, and it turned into matzah. That's what it's about. We run to do mitzvos all for Hashem, quickly bezrizas, just like we did then. In the land of Mitzrayim, many years ago, lived a wicked king Paro who was so mean, oh no. In my land, called Mitzrayim, every Jew is now a slave. It will be forever. Not one will be saved. The work is too hard, the people all moaned. They cried out to Hashem. The Jews all groaned. Hashem saw their tears and listened to their plea. I will send Moshe Rabbeinu to set my people free. Moshe said to Paro, let my people go. But Paro would not listen. He kept saying, "No, no." Hashem sent 10 makos. Paro had no choice. The Jews were let free, and that's why we rejoice. We'll hear more of the story when we're at the Seder. It's cleanup time now, and story time later. Let's move the couch to clean what's behind. They all pushed together, and what did they find? No way, Malka hollered as she picked up a pouch. There's Meir's Haggadah right behind the couch. Uncle Maishi smiled, and then he explained, here's another mitzvah that Malka just gained. She found something that belonged to another, and she gave it back to Meir, her brother. Hashavas Aveda, it's important to learn it. When you find something lost, make sure to return it. Uncle Maishi had left. It was Betikas Chametz night, when Abba would make sure there is no Chametz in sight. Once the twins were asleep and lovingly tucked in, Mommy came down. Now they're ready to begin. Malka and Meir hid 10 pieces of bread on top of the closet and under the bed. Abba took a candle, a feather, and a spoon, and found all the chametz that would be burned soon. The new day began as the alarm clock rang. It's Erev Pesach, Lee jumped up and sang. They rushed down the block to burn the chametz fast and saw their neighbor, Uncle Meshi, walking right past. Hi, children, I was on my way to you to finish preparing with the greatest crew. They were excited and let out a cheer, woohoo, as they waved to Ricky without needing to stare. Everyone was in great pre-Pesach mood as they came home and smelled the yummy food. Meir was excited to do his part. Greeting the murderer is where he would start. Meir, said Uncle Meishi, you are a great helper, I see. But that's a job that's best left for me because it's dangerous. It's for an adult to do. But there are special jobs that are meant just for you. Let's look around and see what needs to be done. And whatever we do, we can always have fun. Then Meir helped Malka at the dining room table, setting it nicely as much as they were able. They proudly put down each sparkling cup for the 4 cups of wine they would later drink up. Malka prepared the salt water, mixing water and salt. She tripped and it spilled. She cried, "It's not my fault." Uncle Meishi said, "We all make mistakes, and that's okay. Let's clean it up fast and move on with the day." The clock, it was ticking. Time for Uncle Meishi to go. The children would miss him. They both told him so. We're so glad you came. We thank you a bunch. You saved the day and taught us so much. You were so helpful so Mommy could rest. They all waved goodbye. Uncle Maishi's the best. The house was now ready. Time for Seder night. Everything was clean and shining so bright. The children ran upstairs. The hour was late. They showered and dressed. They both looked so great. Mommy came down and couldn't believe her eyes. Everything was ready. Oh, what a surprise. What a beautiful table, so special, so grand. The children both kissed her. They each took a hand. The best surprise you made for me was working together so perfectly. Mommy lit a candle. She beamed with such pride. Both children were smiling, standing at her side. Malka and Meir were so pleased with each other. They proudly smiled at their father and mother. Now that Seder night was finally here, they were ready to enjoy this special time of year. And I hope you enjoyed the special book. Thank you for coming, and I can't wait to read you the next one. Bye.
חג הפסח בא, אני ממש נרגש, כי חג הפסח בא, אני קומה ושר, כי חג הפסח בא, אני כל כך שמח, חג הפסח בא. פסח, 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 זה חג מאוד יפה, פסח, 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 כל ילד מחכה. פסח, 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 נשמח וגם נשיר. פסח, 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 בכפר וגם בעיר. שרות הציפורים, כי חג הפסח בא. מזמזמות דבורים, כי חג הפסח בא. עפים הפרפרים, כי חג הפסח בא. בורחים כל הפרחים, כי חג הפסח בא. פסח, 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 זה זה חג מאוד יפה. פסח, 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 כל ילד מחכה. פסח, 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 נשמח וגם נשיר. פסח, 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 בכפר וגם בעיר. הרכבות עצרו כי חג הפסח בא, המטוסים נחתו כי חג הפסח בא, מכוניות חנו כי חג הפסח בא, האוניות עגנו כי חג הפסח בא. פסח, 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 זה חג מאוד יפה. פסח, 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 כל ילד מחכה. פסח, 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 נשמח וגם נשיר. פסח, 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 בכפר וגם בעיר. פסח, 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 זה חג כל כך יפה. פסח, 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 כל ילד מחכה. פסח, 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 נשמח וגם נשיר. פסח, 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 בכפר וגם בעיר.
That was a Passover song called I Feel Wonderful by David Natan. Oh, we have a special Pesach guest today, and that's Rabbi Shani.
Thank you, Chaim, for inviting me to your show. It's been a minute. Lots of things have happened. And I'm so happy to be back here on the Portland Jewish Hour.
Rabbi Shani, give the listeners an idea of some things about Pesach, Passover, that they may not be familiar with, and how you relate to Pesach.
I am so, so excited. I've been cleaning, going through all my clothes, trying to toss out the old and make room for new. There's so much cleaning and so much to do, but that's really, really exciting because it's a new year almost. I mean, actually, the Jewish people kind of have two New Years, because for Nisan, which is the month that Passover comes, it even says in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Iyu Lahem Rosh Chodashim. The beginning of all the months is Nisan. Even though we celebrate Rosh Hashanah in September, October, which is Tishrei. But I don't know, I just always feel, especially with the change in the weather and the flowers blooming and the birds are singing and it's not as cold, all of a sudden there's this wonderful feeling of newness and beginning again.
Crunchy matzah in my hand, freedom sings across the land. Candles listen and stories rise. Laughter brightens up your eyes. Share the cheer. Love for freedom beats the fear. Light up the torch of being right. Keep and share Passover light. Thank you.
We just heard Passover Light by Wrigley. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Portland Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, 104.3 Corvallis and Philomath, 91.9 Hood River, and online at KBOO.FM. My name is Chaim Wolin. Did you know that KBOO is in the middle of our annual All Thrills, No Frills special programming campaign? To listen to our full range of specials, check out kboo.fm/ATN4, kboo.fm/ATNF4. Rabbi Shani, tell us a little bit about the shared tradition of Persian Jewry with that of Sephardic Jewry about eating rice on Passover. It's a little different than what most of the European Jews do regarding them expressly not eating rice.
Passover just wouldn't be Passover without rice. It's something we always ate. Every year we would have rice. Of course, we didn't do any of those five prohibited, expressly prohibited grains, which are wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. No. But rice, that was okay. And in some families, the other ketniot were also okay. So those would be corn, legumes. And usually in those families, they might have actually descended from the Jews of Spain, because those are the Sephardic Jews. So even in Iran, there were some Sephardic who moved and migrated over to the Persian Empire.
We just heard Oy Paisach by Harav Yoel Klein. Rabbi Shani, tell us about the traditional Passover Seder food, charoset, I know that the charoset represents the mortar that was used between the bricks when doing heavy work in Egypt, but the Persian Jewish tradition has a different way of making it than the European tradition. The one I'm accustomed to is pretty simple. It's just apples, matzah meal, and a little wine.
So one of my favorite parts of Passover is what some people call charoset, and my family called it halev. And that is basically the Persian version of charoset, which has a lot of ingredients. Some of the ingredients include fruits, nuts, and spices. So the fruits that my family would use are bananas, apples, oranges, grapes, and also dates, raisins, and grape juice and wine, as well as the spices of cinnamon, ginger, cardamom, and the nuts of almonds, hazelnuts, walnuts, pistachios, and cashews. And nobody ever used a recipe. They just knew exactly how much to put of each ingredient and mix it all up. And it kind of looks like mud, but it tastes amazing.
Heard one of my favorite Passover Nigunim. It's called Mimitzrayim, and this version is sung by Yosef Moshe Kahana's group. And a good example of when I of this song, if you want to hear a really, really good rendition, actually, there's a series on a thing called Izzy, actually, and they have a series called Kathmandu. And one of the first episodes has this Chabad Shliach, an emissary, who's working in Kathmandu with his wife. And right when he gets there, the first thing he does is ends up in jail. And he's in jail on Pesach. And he's singing this song in his prison cell.
There once was a time in Egypt land. The Jews were slaves in the desert sand. We cried out for an outstretched hand. Oh, let my people go.
Soon may our freedom come to bring us liberty, peace, and fun. One day when the Pharaoh's outdone, he'll let my people go.
Brave Moses with his shepherd's rod had heard the mighty voice of God. It said, tell Pharaoh clear and strong to let my people go.
Soon may our freedom come to bring us liberty, peace, and fun. One day when the Pharaoh's outdone, he'll let my people go. Oh, what shall we do with the middle matzah? What shall we do with the middle matzah? What shall we do with the middle matzah? Erlai in the Seder.
Hide it away is the Afikoman. Hide it away is the Afikoman. Hide it away is the Afikoman.
Erlai in the Seder. Oy vey, let's get some prizes. Oy vey, let's get some prizes. Oy vey, let's get some prizes. Later in the Seder. Soon may our freedom come to bring us liberty, peace, and fun. One day when the Pharaoh's outdone, he'll let my people go.
Now Pharaoh's heart was not appeased. No Hebrew slave shall ever go free. But Moses said, let's wait and see. The plagues began to grow.
Oy! Soon may our freedom
freedom come to bring us liberty, peace and fun. One day when the Pharaoh's outdone, he'll let my people go.
Just lean to the left and we'll tell the tale of how we left Egypt. God split the sea and we walked across with no need for a ship.
But first, before we get to that, there's sons and questions for. Just when you think it's almost done, there's 3 hours more. There's 3 hours more.
For Pharaoh sent men after us, their lives would soon be lost. And we spill wine drops from our cups, cause freedom had a cost. Cause freedom had a cost.
So every year we celebrate our freedom with a smile.
With Moses and Ramses too. Yocheved the Levite, the Pharaoh's daughter, and Aaron and Miriam on the Egyptian Nile. Hey lads, the Seder has come with questions asked by the youngest one. We'll sing and have some fun for wonders long ago.
Egyptian firstborn sons were lost. The sea of reeds we firmly crossed. They followed, but was at great cost.
They all were dragged below.
Hey, hey lads, the Seder is done. We told our tale of redemption. Of the Shana Habba'a B'Yerushalayim.
We just heard the Red Sea Shanty, a pirate Passover, by 613. That was Pesach Zeit, Yom Tov Zeit by Harav Yael Klein.
شمريم صواته عمنو شعب أدوناي
We just heard a beautiful liturgical poem, a piyut, and this one is called Emunim Irchu Shevach, and it's sung by Chibat HaPiyut. It's in a style of the Mizrahi Jews, the Jews who stayed in the Middle East for many, many centuries and millennia even. And some of these things, a lot of them actually, are not in any other Passover. Like European Jews don't know about this stuff. And we don't have actually these piyutim, but actually these Mizrahi Haggadot, the Mizrahi stories of Passover, contain a lot of really, really cool poetry and songs. I was actually singing this thing so loud that my wife was getting upset with me because I was getting so into it and singing it over and over again and just going crazy. And she even thought I had some alcohol, and I told her, no, it's just this this song. It just makes me so happy. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Portland Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, 104.3 Corvallis and Philomath, 91.9 Hood River, and online at KBOO.FM. My name is Chaim Wolin. Did you know that KBOO is in the middle of our annual All Thrills, No Frills special programming campaign? To listen to our full range of specials, check out kboo.fm/ATN4, kboo.fm/ATNF4.
זה מכל הלילות, מכל הלילות, שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים חמץ ומצה, חמץ ומצה. הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה, כולו מצה. הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה, כולו אנו מטבילים אפילו פעם אחת, אפילו פעם אחת. הלילה זה, הלילה זה, שתי פעמים. הלילה זה, הלילה זה, שתי פעמים.
זה הלילה
כולנו מסובים. הלילה זה, הלילה זה, כולנו מסובים.
That was Manish Tanna, the famous Four Questions. And this one is sung by Matan Ariel. We just heard Bitzes Yisrael. It's another one of those songs from the Haggadah and also from the liturgy. The Haggadah is the story of Passover, by the way, for those who don't know. But this rendition is by Yosef Moshe Kahana. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Portland Jewish Hour. It's always a pleasure. My name is Chaim Wolin. But before we go, we're going to tune out with a song called Yachid Nora. It's like unique and awesome. It's a liturgical poem, a piyut. And this is an example of something that would be sung by the Jews who had stayed in the Middle East, like people who had come from Iraq and Libya, maybe some from Iran even, and Egypt, Syria, all these different countries that most people never had any idea that there was a Jewish history there. Thank you.
tuned in to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
Hello, I'm Scott King.
And I'm Joe Tersey. We host the KBOO podcast, the King Tersey Music Hour. Every month, we upload a new show to KBOO website. We currently have over 80 shows available for you to listen and enjoy.